Chapter 6. Honest now, do you live in a SCO, or is it a lie? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes, sir, in a trading SCO. She lays up at the head of the bend. But I weren't born in her. It's our first trip. Apostrophe, now you're talking. What did you come aboard here for? To steal? Apostrophe, no, sir, I didn't. It was only to get a ride on the raft. All boys does that. Apostrophe apostrophe, well, I know that. But what did you hide for? Apostrophe, sometimes they drive the boys off. Apostrophe apostrophe, so they do. They might steal. Looky here, if we let you off this time, will you keep out of these kind of scrapes hereafter? Apostrophe apostrophe, deed I will, boss. You try me. Apostrophe, all right then. You ain't but little ways from shore. Overboard with you, and don't you make a fool of yourself another time this way. Blast it, boy, some raftsman would rawhide you till you were black and blue. Apostrophe apostrophe, I didn't wait to kiss goodbye, but went overboard, and broke for shore. When Jim come along by and by, the big raft was away out of sight around the point. I swum out and got aboard, and was mighty glad to see home again. The boy did not get the information he was after, but his adventure has furnished the glimpse of the departed raftsman and keelboatman which I desire to offer in this place. I now come to a phase of the Mississippi River life of the flush times of steamboating, which seems to me to warrant full examination the marvelous science of piloting, as displayed there. I believe there has been nothing like it elsewhere in the world. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.